98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. That's music from Garbage. Got to say that. I can't just say that's garbage on the radio, because then you'll think I'm describing it as an adjective. 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. The album is called Not Your Kind of People. I Hate Love, the name of that tune, from Garbage. Ira Gordon taking over the radio for you now at 3 o'clock as DJ Yawn out the door in that last set. Local music from Bill Palmer and the TV Killers doing Two of Us, and Es La Vida from Sarah Zeno. Right now, on the phone with me, I'm not even sure where you are calling from, but we have John Fuglesang with us. Hi, John.
Good afternoon. I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Ah, okay. Are you on tour right now, or is that your home?
No, I am on tour right now. My home is New York.
Okay, New York City. Big difference. I won't, ask you the typical, comedian question. You know, what's the difference between LA and New York? Let's talk about some of what we can talk about, along with Hal Sparks. You will be in concert this weekend at the Lensic, Friday night, 8 p.m. Do you call it, I guess, in performance, not really in concert when you're just doing stand-up, right?
Well, normally in performance, but we're both very pretentious, so in concert sounds fine by us.
Okay, you are part of the Sexy Liberal Tour with Stephanie Miller. What makes a liberal sexy in your eyes?
Well, on the Sexy Liberal Tour, you should know I play the role of tour, so I kind of escaped that adjective. But we sold out the Lensic twice last year, and since then, the tour went very well. Our album went to number one on three different charts, and so Hal Sparks and I, who missed last year's show, are now doing, it's sort of like the Stephanie Miller Doesn't Like Touring tour. And so we're coming back with this show. I don't know really what makes a liberal sexy. I would say it would have to be a combination of open-mindedness, ability to love, and good color coordination.
Okay, I like that. That's a good combination. Now, you are going to be speaking about politics, sex, and religion, right?
Well, yes, we decided we should name a tour after the three things you're never allowed to discuss at the dinner table. So, a year ago we didn't know if there was much of an audience for a political comedy tour. It had never really been tried before. And so since then we found that it's the sort of venue where you can't really talk about politics or sex or religion politics or religion in most comedy clubs, or on TV, really, for that matter. So we wanted to do something that was smart enough for the cerebral folks in the audience, but base enough for the sane folks, too.
Okay, well, I'm going to put you on the spot here. We're going to play a little game regarding politics, sex, and religion. Now, the game, of course, is who would you sleep with, who would you marry, who would you kill? So I want you to pick one person from all three of those categories to either sleep with, marry, or kill.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Can you do that for me?
I sure can.
Okay. Who would you sleep with?
Who are my choices?
Well, it could be anybody in politics, sex, or religion, but whatever category you choose, whoever you choose from that category, then the only two categories are left for marry and kill.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
Okay, I hadn't thought about this too much. So from the field of politics, who would I sleep with?
Yeah, marry or kill.
Oh, dear. Okay, sleep with, marry, or kill. Well, I guess I would marry Elizabeth Warren.
Okay,
currently running for the Senate, and yes, because I have nothing but respect and admiration, and I can commit to someone who's a consumer advocate.
Okay, so that takes care of politics.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have sleep and kill left with sex and religion.
Okay, well, I'll tell you the truth. I do a lot of material about religion. My mother is an ex-Catholic nun, and my father is a former Franciscan brother.
Mm-hmm.
So, I traditionally make it a point of pointing out hypocrisy. I'm not against religion. I'm against the hypocrisy in religion, because I think that religious hypocrisy is the leading cause of atheism. So I would have to say in this case, I'm going to get in trouble for no matter what I say.
Exactly. I'm planning on it.
I guess I would have to sleep with the Pope.
Because
while I'm not gay, and while he's not gay, although he does favor red Gucci slippers, I'd be willing to take one for the team in that sense, if it would convince him to drop the homophobia, because that is not what Jesus was about.
Plus, think of your bragging rights for the next 6 months. You know, I slept with the Pope.
You know, it's really true. If you had to try and say, who did you nail? A porn star? a rock star? No, I, I got the Pope to cross over to the dark side.
He is he is the ultimate porn and rock star, isn't he?
Well, you know, I get hung up on the homophobia issue in the church, so I think I'd have to embarrass him into dropping that rule.
Okay, so we're left with killing someone in the sex field, which, you know, depending on how good a lover you are, maybe they'll just die of natural causes right there in bed with you.
Well, I had no idea I was calling this such a filthy program today, but yes, I would have to say, so in the sex field, I don't really know who's a professional sex personnel, so I guess I would say, oh dear, I don't really discriminate, and I don't believe in killing people, so I guess I would sleep with the entire porn industry to kill that, and hope it's reborn in an enlightened pro-feminist erotica industry.
There you go. You could kill them with love.
That was the most politically incorrect, most politically correct question to the most politically incorrect question you've ever asked.
Indeed. Well, so you know, with the way movie stars and entertainment and politics, the line between the two are starting to blur. Is there anybody you would like to see go into politics from the entertainment world?
Well, you know, it's interesting because you hear this all the time, our friends on the right saying, you know, well, when are these entertainers going to just shut up and do their job? We don't want to hear artists talk. And I don't believe that at all. And it's also funny because these are normally fans of Ronald Reagan who don't want actors to speak their mind.
Exactly.
Or fans of Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, I don't think that celebrities need to speak out less. I think ordinary people need to speak out more. So, you know, I know there are definitely progressive figures in like the fields of country music. I'd love to see, like, you know, some very, very liberal country stars, or even some closeted LGBT country stars run. That would be very good to wake up some people in this country. And in terms of celebrities, you know, I'd love to see I would love to, let me think. Most of the celebrities I like are European, so I guess if a Kardashian ran for office, it might turn young people onto civics, so maybe some good could come from that. Probably not.
There's something sad about that, isn't there?
it really, really is. If I had a time machine, I think I would go back and stop OJ from killing those poor people so that he couldn't assemble that legal team and no one would ever have to know what a Kardashian was. But let me think, someone else in politics who I would love. Well, I'd love to see Rachel Maddow run for office. I think that even though she's a broadcaster, I think that she was someone who could bring some real positivity. And Paul Krugman, you know, I want to see some of these columnists put their money where their mouth is and get in there and get in the game.
Yeah. You know what? I've got one final question. Give me one adjective to describe Dennis Miller.
Dennis Miller. I would say heroic, because his target audience is now really, really smart, cerebral people who still defend George W. Bush. So I guess heroic, but I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure what Dennis is really going for in terms of his audience. And I think that if he broadened his focus a little bit, he would you know, be the Dennis Miller a lot of us used to love.
All righty. Well, we're talking politics, sex, and religion. If you'd like to talk with Hal Sparks and John Fuglesang, the place to be is at the Lensic. This coming Friday night, 8 o'clock. Tickets are still available. You can order them over the phone at 988-1234. We've been speaking with John Fuglesang. Thank you so much for calling in today.
What a pleasure. Have a great week, and thank you very much for talking to us. We had a big sellout show last year at the Lensic, and I'm just so thrilled to be coming on back.
All righty. Well, we'll be able to check out Hal and John again this coming Friday night. Not the sexy liberal tour. This is the politics, sex, and religion tour. Even more talk picks up for grab this Friday. Okay, thanks, man.
KBAC, Las Vegas, Santa Fe.